I'm talking. Episode 420 for May 3rd, 2026. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking tenderhearted. So I looked up the definition of tenderhearted, and it says having a kind and gentle nature. And I was thinking, how often do we see somebody who we would actually describe as tenderhearted? And then I was thinking, is that type of person, that type of personality rewarded in our current world and in the world in which we live? But you know, the one thing I also thought of is someone who is tenderhearted is probably very winsome. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. Today's word comes from Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32 that says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. What an awesome set of verses that God has given us in His Word. And the thing is that how do we become tender-hearted? Well, the first thing we have to do is get rid of things. So that leaves room to be a compassionate, tender-hearted person. Get rid of those harsh words. Get rid of that rage and anger. So much of the world in which we live feels like they're not getting their fair shake. They're not getting the rewards that they are due. And so all of this pent-up emotion comes out. And it says, get rid of all that evil behavior. And why? Well, then you can be forgiving. You can be tender-hearted. You can be kind to one another. And the cool thing is, it isn't just in there. It gives us an example. As Christ forgave us, that means He's also kind. He's also tender-hearted. One more time, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.